We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Folks, welcome back to the Notre Dame Recruiting Hour here on the Irish Breakdown Podcast. Of course, we're getting hot and heavy into the 2026 recruiting class. We've already, we just had the Pot of Gold offer list where we showed you guys about 120 players that were offered by Notre Dame recently.
Yeah.
Talking to a young man that has had his offer for some time now, Mr. Brady Hart, who's a star quarterback out of Cocoa High School in the state of Florida. Brady is kind enough to join us today. Brady, I know it's been super busy this offseason. Yeah. You're working out, 7-on-7 game, obviously the recruiting role and everything, man. Thank you so much for joining the show. How's everything going for you?
Yeah, everything's been great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, Brady, I think that a great way to start is just a general one, right?
Yeah.
Offseason, like I said, it is – obviously, I know you're balancing being a student, obviously, still. Getting ready for spring break next week. Also, obviously, training with the team, being the best version of yourself, and then also handling the recruiting world. So how are you just handling everything, I guess, balancing everything that comes with being such a high caliber football player and also still being a student athlete?
Yeah, the whole thing is just schoolwork comes first. Just being like managing your time good. If you manage your time good and you have a lot more time than you think if you manage it right and get my schoolwork done and – team first too. So focusing on my school and then the stuff with our school and our football team, and then recruiting will come next, and focusing on those visits and 7-on-7 and all the extra stuff.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it. 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, if I would love to ask Sean, because I know that you've seen his stats from last year. For people that aren't familiar with what Brady did as a sophomore, threw for over 3,600 yards, 41 touchdowns. Quite the season, man. So I guess my main question for you is, as a football player, we talked about a little bit of physical development that you're having this offseason as well, but just generally speaking, what are some things that you're focused on to take your game to an even higher level, if that is possible, from what we saw in 2022?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a ton of room to grow for me, especially I feel like I left a lot on the field last year, and so just putting on some weight and being bigger and stronger, and just working a ton of pocket movement stuff and making sure I have a bigger presence in the pocket, and working on my mental side a lot too, and learning some more coverages and how to attack those defenses and the whole deal. And it's been fun, and just working with coach. And so my coach Schneider, Ryan Schneider, my head coach at our school, he was the second all-time leading passer at UCF. So has a great knowledge of the game. So he helps a ton, and working with Baylen Trujillo, my quarterback trainer, on footwork and mechanics and stuff. So everything's been good. And I think next year is going to be a big season.
Just one follow up there, because you mentioned Coach Trujillo, and I've actually been following him for some time now, Brady. Yeah. He has tutored a lot of great quarterbacks. I know another guy that's on Notre Dame's radar is Noah Grubb. So I think pretty well for training with him. So can you talk about obviously, playing under Coach Schneider, being focused on obviously everything with Coco, but what has Coach Trujillo specifically been able to really, I guess, extend to you as far as being a better version of yourself? Because obviously he's worked with a lot of great guys over the years.
Yeah, so Baylen's great. I mean, when it comes to footwork and mechanics and just teaching how to be a leader and a good quarterback. And his main focus is his faith plays a huge part in how he coaches. And that's a big thing for me, is my faith. And we connect on that level. And it's great how he teaches us to be good men and be good football players. And that's a huge thing for me. And, but yeah, Baylen's taken my game to another level. I actually started training with him, like, I think 2 years ago, when I was nothing, playing on JV. And, yeah, he's worked with me and invested some time in me and played a huge part in who I am today.
Brady, you talk about your workouts and getting better.
Yeah.
What is the one thing about Brady Hart that is the most natural? Like, you always say, I have to get better at this, but what do you feel is the one attribute that you can say, yo, this is what I was given naturally. I'm still working at it, but I'm pretty good at this, and I've been good at that from the time I started.
Yeah, so, I mean, on the football side of it, I think it's anticipating throws and throwing from the pocket. And I mean, God blessed me with a gift to be able to just, I feel like I can anticipate throws very good. And I throw the ball before our receivers are open a lot of the time. And it allows our offense to be super hard to cover. And obviously our receivers are, we got some great receivers and a great scheme, but that definitely allows those plays to open up.
Do you feel I'm sorry, go ahead.
But on the mental side of it, that's where you really separate yourself. And I think that no one will compete like me in the country. And I feel like I want to go into a loaded quarterback room and compete for the starting job. And I feel like when I get in that situation, that no one's going to beat me for the spot.
Wow, I love hearing that, because my next question actually was double R. He just threw me the alley-oop. Is he interviewing us? It's I was going to ask you, how attractive is the quarterback room at Notre Dame when you get a guy like Riley Leonard transferring in, Kenny Minchie, Steve Angeli, CJ Carr, Deuce Knight in the 25 class? That has to be very appealing. But I was going to ask you if it was kind of intimidating, but what you just said, you don't seem intimidated at all to have those type of guys in the room.
No, I think that the competition makes you better in every way. And if you're scared of the competition, then why would you be in the play the position that we play?
Well, that's well said, Brady. And Brady, I was curious, because one of probably my favorite thing about you on film is that I feel like you really layer the football really well. And what I mean for that, people out there that don't understand, like, you throw with great touch to the intermediate deep, like, you have a very good understanding of when to take something off a ball, when to throw with a little bit of touch, when to fit something in a tighter window. Where does that come from? As far as I'm curious about your sports background in general. Like, did you grow up playing multiple sports? Like, where does that trait, I guess, come from? Being able to just kind of understand where windows are, take something off, change arm speeds. I think that's probably my favorite thing about your game, honestly.
Yeah. So baseball player, in the
makes
past.
Sense.
And, so that definitely played a big piece in me being a quarterback and just different throws and creating. And, I think it comes down to coaching. I'll give all the credit to Coach Schneider and Coach Trujillo, because like them teaching me and how to understand the throw and not just get the ball there, but how to throw it there is definitely important. And they definitely instilled that in my game for sure.
Well, you mentioned at Coco, you have some dudes at wide receiver, and you certainly do. I think like Mr. Boggs in the 2025 class is a pretty dang good player. What's it like as a quarterback knowing that maybe I don't have to always be as perfect as I, on every single snap, because guys like him are going to make me look good ultimately.
Yeah. Our receiving core is unbelievable. And like, our receiving core this year is crazy. We have Javon Boggs. There's enough said about him. He goes and gets the ball, and when he catches it, he's going to score, and he's great after the catch and the whole deal. He's got the whole package. And then we got a couple of transfer receivers in this year. Kid named Zach Pillow, who's going to be great for us. And, DL Hardison he previously was committed to Florida State, but he's going to be great for us too. And I mean, there's point Nicky Teeter, and just when we got a whole set of receivers, and I'm excited to see what we can do this year.
Well, and I know we want to talk about obviously Notre Dame in this specifically, but I wanted to ask just generally about recruiting, because I was just looking at your offer list, and I mean, it's expanding quickly, and it has over the last few months. I mean, you have Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa State, Miami, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Ole Miss, Penn State, Pittsburgh, Purdue, Texas A&M, UCF, Virginia Tech. I mean, that's just – I just named basically just the Power Five schools there on a really impressive list. What has it been like for you to navigate the recruiting process? Because it can get, I know, very stressful at times. You're talking about everyone wanting you to call them on Wednesday nights. Everybody wants you to come out to their school and visit. How have you been able to navigate what it can be a very chaotic recruiting process?
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Yeah, so my dad, ex-athlete, ex-professional athlete, so he went through the same recruiting process. He was a baseball player, but similar recruiting process, and it all comes down to time management, and you kind of have to narrow the list down, and it comes down to relationships too. My parents are great, and they're preparing me for all this, and they had me write a couple things down important to me about the school. And if the schools don't meet like my criteria of academics and development and being able to win a national championship and get to my goals, they're kind of not off the list, but kind of slid to the side. So we've kind of narrowed it down to where we have some schools that are a priority, and and just pursuing those relationships with those coaches. And I enjoy it a lot, getting to meet new people every day, and it's been fun.
Just hearing you talk about your faith, your parents, their background, your coaches, it seems like one of the things that you have is confidence and preparation, because life comes at you fast, especially when you're a young man as talented as you are. But it seems like you've been given the resources and the mindset how to properly handle things. I think one of the things guys on the field that are facing you might get caught off guard with, I'll go ahead and let everybody know. Don't get it twisted. This man can throw the rock, but he can run too. Don't get it twisted. I think a lot of people kind of like discredit you a little bit because you like to hang in the pocket, and they don't realize how athletic you really are and that you can do damage with your legs as well. Do you feel that way? Is it something that you feel like you really haven't unlocked it, and you will find the time and the perfect spot to unlock that gift?
So it wasn't that I haven't unlocked it. I wasn't allowed to run last year. So obviously our team we had an unbelievable team, unbelievable defense. I think it was the best team in Cocoa history. We finished 14th in the nation last year. We beat some really good teams, and the only thing that was going to get us, that was going to stand in the way of us losing a state championship, was injuries. And so Coach Schneider kind of put the brakes on me running. He's like, don't run if you don't have to. And especially like through the season, he's like, unless it's in the playoffs, like, I don't want you running at all. So it made me a better passer this year, because I didn't, when things weren't perfect, I had to make a play from the pocket instead of escaping and taking off. But next year you'll see a little bit more of a little more mobility and some running next year. So
nice.
Yeah. What's it like to play the schedule that you guys play? Because you just mentioned you're 14th in the country. You play a very high level in the state of Florida. I think the game I was watching last year that was just like, who the heck is this kid, a quarterback, was the St. Thomas Aquinas game, I think, if I remember correctly. Like, you had a great game in that one. What's it like, just Brady, just playing against some of the best competition in the state of Florida, which is arguably the top states in the country as far as top-level football?
The best state in the country in football.
Oh, you have to correct me there. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
It's exciting. It's going into those weeks when you know you're like, there's St. Thomas, their whole defense was committed power four. So they had dudes all over the field, and it makes the week of practice just like exciting. We're all amped up in practice, and we know we have to play our best to win. And it keeps us laser focused during the week. And it's exciting to play those games. And our schedule is going to be tougher than it was last year. And our schedule was the toughest in the state last year. We had the hardest strength of schedule in the state. And we're going to schedule even tougher than we did last year. And I can't wait. Those big time games, so we usually play them earlier in the season because we have our district play later in the season. But yeah, I can't wait. I'm like itching thinking about it right now.
Hey, Double R, I have to ask him this now. Yeah. You know, we're both athletes, but we're probably a ton less athletic than the guys you play with. So just
a couple tiers down.
Yeah. So just play along with us. You're making our dreams come true playing with you. So let's just say we're in the huddle together.
Yeah.
What's Brady Hart's go-to play? What's the call that you love to hear come in from the sideline? What's that one call when you get super excited when you hear it?
So I like a ton of different plays, but I think I'm gonna go with levels. Post dig on the left, come back shallow on the right. Running back on an option route out of the backfield if he's not in protection. And just high low the mic, safety comes down, you're throwing the post ball, the safety backs up, you're throwing the dig or the shallow. And that's
Double R.
That's my play.
He's big play hunting, baby. He's top down.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Brady, I wanted to ask, because we've talked obviously a lot about, what you've been doing just individually to improve your game, and then obviously getting ready for a great season that you were just talking about there, the hardest schedule in all of high school football in the state of Florida. Let me ask you on the recruiting side of things. I know you have a visit scheduled to go up to South Bend April 3rd. Like, where else will you be this off season as of right now? Like, what other schools are you going to be checking out?
Yeah. So I'll be at LSU this weekend. I was at Penn State last Thursday, Friday. I was at UCF the week before that. I'll be at Miami, North Carolina. Where else? I'm trying to remember. I think that's, for the most part, that's it.
Nice. This is a really stupid question that a lot of Notre Dame fans are going to ask, because they're going to hear Florida quarterback, right? The cold, does that bother you at all? Maybe going up to South Bend, Indiana, potentially?
I don't like the cold by any means, but you got to make it. Oh, and Florida State. I'm going to Florida State, too.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the cold, I don't like the cold at all, but you got to make sacrifices to get you to your goals. And I think that if it comes down to playing in the cold to get me to my goal, to play in the NFL and win a national championship, I feel like that's a sacrifice that's super easy to make.
Yeah.
And see, don't worry. They only put you in the cold maybe one or two games. They take you to California in November every year. So you're good.
Exactly. And what happens when you get drafted by the Buffalo Bills, right? You're going to have to play in the cold anyways, right? That's
good. Very point. True. Good Very point. True. Absolutely. So I see the Peloton back there, Double R. He told us before we started, we were just chatting it up, that he's put on some muscle. He's put on a little bit of muscle. Don't believe the weight that's out there on these different websites.
Come on now.
So What have you been snacking on while you've been doing your working out and lifting? What's your because I know all season snacking is different.
Really, this is a good question. So I've been on a meal program.
Okay.
So I'm eating like 6 meals a day. Got a fast metabolism. So if I don't get my meals in, I'm losing weight. And but it's great because I'm eating clean. I'm eating a lot of like, I mean, obviously chicken and rice, easy, making a bunch of chicken and rice. Got my meals prepped for the week. And I like some pizza. I've been having a bunch of pizza lately. Pizza and, you know, down in Florida, we got a lot of fish too. So,
the freshest and the best. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So go catch some fish and I like some fish, some fresh fish too.
Sean, I'm a little jealous, man. I remember when I had a fast metabolism and
my brother. Both of us. Both of us. That's why we're living vicariously through him when I asked him about the huddle question. Gosh. I was, by the way, you run the little dig, I'll run the post.
Okay. All right.
I'll run the post.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You got the speed to open it up, apparently. I don't know. Yeah. Brady, I wanted to ask about, because I know that Gino Gadulli and Notre Dame obviously got down to see you during the open period. Just what is, from their perspective, what has been their pitch to you as far as how you potentially fit with the class? And ultimately, what is your impression of them right now? Like, what do you feel about Notre Dame as of today?
Yeah, I love Notre Dame. I mean, I love that staff. And, it's everything everything I'm looking for. And I'm excited to get on campus, and recruiting's far from over, and definitely got a lot to see before I make a decision. But I like Notre Dame a lot, and my relationship with Gino is great, and that staff. And we've had some real good conversation about how they're going to develop me. And I'm excited to continue this process and get up there.
You want to let us in? Go ahead.
I was going to say, I guess a follow-up would just be just generally, because I don't think I've ever asked you this yet, but is there a time frame that you would like to make a decision? Like, is that before this season, before next season? Like, is there any time frame that you are trying to stick to potentially?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going back and forth. Like, okay. I wanted to – actually, it's like I still feel like I'm pretty set on trying to commit before the season. I'm not a huge fan of committing during the season because I feel like it's a distraction and I don't want to take the attention off the team. And like, sure. I don't want that spotlight during the season. And I think before the season or after the season. Definitely this year.
I'm excited to know, are you ready to be the face of a recruiting class? Because everyone knows once the quarterback is in place, he's that guy. He's spearheading recruiting. He's going out. He's talking to everybody, making sure, taking multiple visits. Are you ready to be that guy for whatever school you decide to go to?
That's the biggest thing why I want to be an early commit. Building that class is huge, and the pulling that class together, the guys you're going to play with, is everything. And you can't do it by yourself.
No.
That's not how it works. And You need the big guys up front. You need a defense, and you need receivers. And you need to go out and work hard and rebuild that class. And I feel like the guys that commit late lose out on that opportunity to build the class. And I'm excited to wherever I decide to go is build that recruiting class around me.
Yeah. Did you hear what he said first, Double R? Yeah, we get that in Groves every year. Big guys up front.
Get them up there.
Check. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, Brady, I would say my last question is, and you mentioned this already, you talked about you and your parents sitting down and you made like a criteria list of things that you really want in a school. You went a little bit into that, but I would just ask, because whenever you make those lists, there's a couple things that are most important, right? Like non-negotiables. Yeah. For you, when I say wherever you end up ultimately deciding to go, what are a couple things that a school needs to have? Like, it is a non-negotiable for you.
So the biggest thing for me is winning a national championship above all else. Like, that's the biggest thing for me. But that kind of goes hand in hand with development too. I want to play at the next level. That's my goal. And, I would like to win a national championship along the way too. So development and going to a place where I can, to where we're in a position to win a national championship every single year. And then the culture of the program. I want to be around guys I like. I don't want to be around a bunch of guys that I don't connect with and don't like. And I want to have that brotherhood of the team. And I think that's going to play a huge piece, or those three are going to play the biggest pieces in where I decide to go.
Love it. Love it. I think that's a great way to end this. Again, Brady Hart, quarterback, Coco High School in the state of Florida, star quarterback in the 2026 recruiting class. Brady, I know we live in the world of NIL in that era moving forward. So if you want to just quickly just throw out your social media handles and everything that everybody can follow you at.
Awesome. So Instagram is at Brady Hart _13. And then Twitter is Brady Hart QB.
There you go. Brady Hart, thank you so much for joining the show, my man. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.